ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is the 20th day of May, and that is 2022. I'll tell you what, it's just, you know, it's getting to be too evident. If you're not getting it or seeing it, then I don't know where people are looking. There's a lot of them that aren't getting or seeing it. The strong delusion is starting to come over a large number of people in the United States and the world. On the other hand, there is more people starting to see what is going in. And I'm going to tell you what. Normally, I talked to you last night, you know, about the monkeypox, about the different stuff. I talked to you about allegedly, a big pharma in Australia, Iceland, back in the 90s, that a big pharma company allegedly created a blend of like smallpox or monkeypox and Ebola, all right? And that had a 90% kill ratio back in that day. It was a bioweapon created ostensibly to in case that there was one that was created by somebody, you see. So they could defend against. Well, that's never been like a defense against 90%. Now, the monkeypox normally has been something very rare and hard to get, and you didn't see it out of Africa for the most part, or somebody handling monkeys, okay, you know, or at a research lab or something. But now this thing is getting to be very interesting. It's spreading more quickly than normal. It's not about, I think, about either something. I think around 12 different countries are showing it. And then the fact is that it doesn't even have to be the monkeypox. They could be have something else, call it monkeypox, and then get everybody onto it. And then at the same time, the 5G or some other situation morphs it into, you see, whatever they are trying to create. You see, when you take it, if you go back, if you really look at, this is an interesting thing. You go back and look at the book, Mary's Monkey, about the brilliant woman doctor who was the research scientist who was working for the National Institute of Health or whatever, you know, wherever it was back in the day, down at Tulane University. And she's the one where they were looking at different stuff, and Oswald was involved down in that and all of that. This is at the time of the Kennedy loading, you know, the assassination lead up and all of that kind of thing, you see. And so what's going on is that and what went on back then is they were bombarding the cold virus and other kind of things down there at Tulane. Mary had also found, they also found out that there had been problems with the SARS vaccine and all that kind of stuff. And she was also involved, and eventually they murdered her to shut her up. Anyway, Mary's Monkey is just a little side issue tied into that. Now, normally, good doctors would say, hey, you know, don't touch the monkeys from the zoo, or don't touch the monkeys from the bioweapons lab, you know? But the fact of the matter is that this crew, this group that runs the planet right now, that is in charge, allegedly, of this country, all right, and other countries, Luciferian, top-shot people out of the banking that run the government, intelligence, and the military world, they're executing Lucifer's plan, Lucifer, the fallen angel's plan, you see, to depopulate planet Earth. Depopulate planet Earth and take it down to maybe 500 million. And so what normally goes, what you would normally think, what logical people would say or what research scientists normally would say, that there's only the 1% kill ratio on monkeypox, you see. Well, the fact of the matter is, with all the stuff going on, I saw tonight even somebody, a friend of mine, called me and said, hey, guess what's on TV tonight? Or he was watching it or something like that, or going to get rid of it. It was Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman and all of that. And so then that brings up the Bill Gates of hell. Bill Gates of hell. I'm going to tell you what. There's a guy right there who would love to be the Antichrist himself. But I don't think he's got the cho-cha. He's got the money, but he ain't got the cho-cha. But he's probably evil enough, allegedly, that he had back in 2021. That was last year. They had the conference. You see, the big conference and all the stuff again. Just like they had before the COVID pandemic. They had that back in the 210 group or whatever operation. Now they had last year, he predicted that this year there would be a new pandemic, that monkeypox that would probably be released at 5/15/22. Well, you see, it's now jumping onto the screen, isn't it? And it normally would be a 1% kill rate, but let me ask you this. Suppose that goes in and people start to get it. And then that can then react with the mRNA change of the DNA from the spike vaccines. And then the White House, U.S. government has already ordered all kind of new vaccines for the smallpox, the monkeypox, and the smallpox. Okay? So this thing right here is contagious. If you get the rash, it is contagious. And then it also, if you're around somebody who's got the rash and all of that, it can be airborne, okay? And it is contagious, all right? And the rash would look apparently sort of like a chicken pox, but so you see, when you get into this thing is so interesting, isn't it? Because you see, you've got all this stuff. You got all these things that are messing with through the mRNA vaccines that are permanently, apparently, destroying your ability, your body's ability to handle breaks or cracks in the DNA that are caused by radiation. Oh, well, it's 5G is a radio frequency, you know, right? It's radiation. It's, you know, it's radio frequency energy. It's, you know, then there are energies from outer space, and there's energies from portable directed energy weapons or scalar weapons. Then there's big time stuff, like we said, HARP. But you want to know the biggest one, and I talked to you about this last night. You got the massive ice cube neutrino detector at Antarctica. And basically, there's a secret space program connection to it and all of that. But this guy came forth, Eric Hecker. Now, just back up a little bit. How many years have I been telling you on air? I've talked to you about it a number of years on these shows, where I said, if you look at the MIMIC, the University of Wisconsin's MIMIC, where you could see it, okay? You can see it in those days, back in the past years, where massive amounts of energy would, like, flood out from the Antarctic. The Antarctica, you see, would flood out from Antarctica and would spread massively over the globe in different areas and in different streams, in different looking streams. It would be massive, and it would cover, it's like the white-gray energies, okay, white-gray, like, thing that would go over all of the colored University of Wisconsin tropical, whatever they call it, tropical moisture, MIMIC number two, all right? So number two one, all right? But that, I was telling you, I said that is got to be. And I remember when I first started talking about it, was when Greg Evenson and I were talking about it, when he said that he was getting information that fallen angels that were returning and the loose were returning down to Antarctica in the deep underground, the ancient underground areas. And that they were also starting to open up the tunnels again, the unearthed tunnels that were all over the globe, that some of which have been closed for a number of years. So they were starting to open those back up. But back then, I was talking to you about that. And I was also talking to you in those era about the what is called in the Bermuda Triangle region. There was all of a sudden an activation. And I told you the type of signal that was coming out of there, the exact you know, megahertz, kilohertz, bop, 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 you know, all of the frequencies of the signal that was coming out. We called it the, you know, the basically the rise of Atlantis or something like that. It was like machinery was turned on in the South Atlantic Anomaly area, or the Bermuda Triangle area, that was turned on, that was causing variations in the GPS devices of the locations of airports in Florida. And they had to readjust the airport in Florida because it was being, for whatever reason, the GPS location was being changed somehow, right? Not because they were spoofing the GPS, but because of the massive amount of energy that had been turned on. It created some kind of an energy field down in that area that was affecting some airports in Florida. So this is a very interesting thing, and it's a very long-term thing that is now coming to pass. Now coming to pass. It's not the same thing. Brother Quayle said that the Lord told him after he had his Branson conference back a few years ago, when they had a big Branson conference down there on the ball, I think it was in October or whatever it was. And he had it there, and he said that after this, nothing will ever be the same. It will never, ever be normal or the same again, and it has not been. The Lord spoke true to Brother Quayle on that, let me tell you, and on a lot of other things as well. Because Brother Quayle has been way ahead of the game. And it's my pleasure to have been able to take over his program for him that he used to do, right? And it's been going on now 18 years, going on the 18th year next month. 18 years. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm still trying to be as obedient as I can to the Lord Jesus. Because I was selected. I was called out by Archangel Michael. Okay? I saw it in a dream or a vision. It wasn't even a dream. It was a waking vision. And I saw a portal open. And I could sense and smell and hear. And there I could hear the language of the angels, which is the most beautiful, melodic sound you have ever heard. I could see into their realm, and there stands the most tough-looking guys I've ever seen in my life. Tough-looking, muscled, tall, big, and one of them is Archangel Michael, and the other one is Gabriel. And essentially, I'm not going to belabor this because I've told it before, but essentially I was asked if I was afraid. I said no, and then after that, and there's a witness to that. My wife was a witness to this, okay? And I was sitting in a chair in a darkened bedroom at night, and this image or this portal opened, and it was just like that, okay? And then when I said, no, I'm not afraid, Archangel Michael, in a sense, reached out and touched me. And all of a sudden, I started getting all this energy come into my body, and I started getting, I think, the download. And after that, I was told that I was to have two charges, two aspects of what my thing was to be for the Lord, strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, okay? That's number one. Number two, warn the remnant, those with ears to hear, eyes to see, of what is to come and how they might be able to prepare for it. So I've been doing that and doing that and doing that, and God bless you, all of you, and may the Lord Jesus provide you with miracles and provide you with superabundance and provide you returns on whatever you've done to keep me in the game, striking blows against the Lucys with the old Louisville Slugger right between his eyes, all right, and banging his shins, elbows, collarbones, and all the stuff. Doing the best I can, all right? And I'm going to tell you, it's been tremendously humbling for me because the Lord Jesus, let me tell you something, if they want you, they don't necessarily pick a sissy or a goofball or somebody who was squeaky clean or something. They picked an old, big old, mean old sinner, okay? But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Do you hear me down there in Australia? My friends down there. Do you hear me out there, Mr. H in California? And all the different good people, do you hear me there? Mr. Ryder from Arizona. God bless you. And all the good people around the world and around the country. And old Warren Soul Drive, yes. And all up in the different places, the main maniacs. And all those in Massachusetts and the Buffalo gals and all of the top people in Michigan. Yes, hello up there to you, my good friend up there in Michigan. There's several of them up in there. But I'll just tell you, I can't name everybody. I can't talk about everybody, all the good people in Florida and all. You know, it's just everywhere out there. Be advised that it's about time that the Lord will be calling you to be the leader in your specific little area, group, or carrier group. And that you need to keep going and prepare your area, you know, or in your aspect of it, to survive and endure it till the end, okay? With whatever is going to come here, because there's going to be a lot of stuff come here pretty quick. But anyway, down there in the South Pole, you know, the sky's come forth. But I told you about this years ago, this massive ancient energy, huge ancient energy, scalar type thing, you know, that was coming out that would overwhelm everything. And I told you that back then, I said, this is bigger than HARP or any of the different stuff. The HARP is High Altitude Aurora Research Project. And I've sat down and talked to Nick Begich on several occasions for hours, okay? Back in the 90s. Sat down there, Brother Quayle interviewed him. A lot of people did. He testified before the European Parliament. All of this information, and you can look up the HARP, Gakona, Alaska, patent, and all of the different things that it could do. But basically, it could do all the stuff. But this ice cube neutrino detector is far more than just apparently, allegedly, a passive thing recording neutrinos passing through the Earth. But it acted, it said, according to this guy, Eric Hecker, it acted as a giant transmitter. And I'm going to tell you, I also know that they tried to get somebody in the signal intelligence world who was an expert at big signals and that kind of stuff. They tried to get him after he was out of the military service and out of the service of the no such, okay? They tried to get him to go to down there to Antarctica. But he said, hey, no way. They offered big money. No way did he go. All right? And he's sure glad he didn't. But they said that this deal right here, you see, learned that the ice cube did far more than just passively record neutrinos passing through Earth, but acted as a giant transmitter. Its size and power suggested it could be used for deep space quantum communications with spacecraft traveling throughout our solar system and beyond. Remember I talked to you about how they were installing this new HIRAC system. And back in the day when we used to track all this, every RF communication, every HF communication, we're looking at all of that until we just got tired. We did that for years and years and years. Then all of a sudden, all that stuff shut off. And they went to the HIRAC, right? The HIRAC, right? High resolution or whatever. But back in those days, we used to hear comms. The people I had looking into it would tell me about it. They said they would hear the comm, and it sounded like somebody was down in a metal chamber or in a metal tank, and that they were talking, you know, and through like they were talking through a mask, but it was different than that. It was like echoing in like a chamber and that kind of stuff. And we found out that there was all kind of huge power of signals that we'd be able to do. We also found out that there was laser signals being used and that kind of stuff. But now apparently they've been using this stuff down there in Antarctica to communicate in a quantum manner. In other words, through different time and space, perhaps, you see, quantum. You know, you arrive back from your trip before you leave, quantum phenomenon, right? So what we found out is that also, in talking with different people, researching it. And then also, Greg Evenson told me about it, that they used to take, in the first days when we were doing this, the Ultra Black programs, they would fill a cockpit of a craft with a gelatin, like a gel-like substance, and that you could actually breathe it. It was filled with oxygen and stuff, and that they would get you to sort of breathe in this junk, this gel, and that you would start to choke initially, but then eventually you would get oxygen into your lungs with it, and that they were submerging some astronauts to buffer against radical, perhaps G forces or radiation considerations, and that they would put you in a cockpit, a specialized cockpit filled with this gel, and that the talk and the communications were difficult because then you had to come up with some kind of way that you could understand or reach the person deep in space to start with. So all this stuff is playing out. And it says the vast transmission power made it the world's largest directed energy weapon, far eclipsing the infamous HARP in Alaska. And then this Eric Hecker described how the ice cube could be used for weather modification, mind control, oh yes, and played a role in at least two earthquakes that struck Christchurch, New Zealand in September 2010 and February 2011. Remember, they had big quakes. And he says the vast transmission power made the world's largest directed energy weapon. And he said how ice cube could be used for weather modification. Well, remember we talked to you about all these massive weather modification systems going on and all the stuff. Now, he was interviewed by Dr. Michael Sala, okay, and Michael Sala had been, at one point in time, Sala had been in the airports, you see. But anyway, and he was at a underground, he was a missile test guy, I think. But he describes experiences as a gifted child, and then how he had a brief service with the U.S. Navy that led him to concluding was part of a secret space program. And this is what the guy's saying, and that Raytheon Corporation played a key role in his covert service. And this allegedly says Raytheon was also his employer during the year he worked at the South Pole. And he suspects his work there was cover for his continued service in a secret space program operating out of Antarctica. Now, those of you who have been around a long time on this show and with Brother Quayle, you might remember when Brother Quayle was getting information from a guy that was down there in Antarctica. Was giving him tips and different stuff from down in there. I don't believe it was this guy, but there's been a lot of people that were involved. Linda Moulton Howe, if you've ever seen her interviews that she did with a navigation guy, a Navy navigation aviation person that worked in the South Pole, and also of a guy who was a Navy SEAL. She interviewed two different ones. And the Navy SEAL, remember, he was the guy that was told you that they were down there, and they came upon a door. It was that door, that giant opening that people had seen in Google Earth or whatever they were looking at. You know, when you could go down in those days and look at all kinds of stuff that nobody had seen from a satellite before. Well, the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is that the CEO told Linda Moulton Howe, and I've seen the interview on TV before. I think I saw it maybe on the History Channel once or something, but it probably is out there. Or you contact Linda Moulton, M-O-U-L-T-O-N, Howe, and you could ask her where you could get her to find it on her site, or, you know, if you have to sign up for something, I don't know. But this deal, they were talking about a giant underground base in the mountains down in there, in areas that the pilot earlier said they weren't supposed to fly over those areas because there was a lot of UFOs in these mountainous areas. They were supposed to leave it alone and not go through these areas. And that they did go through it one time in order to reach the other side of Antarctica to do an emergency extraction for somebody who had a major medical problem, okay? And they wanted to get them quicker and transfer them to the hospital so they would live. But then they were chewed out big time for going over this area they weren't supposed to go over. So anyway, they had SEALs go in this area, and they went up and they approached this door, and they said it was a giant, huge door. I mean, just huge, like, you know, whatever it was, 30 feet tall or whatever. But then when you touched it, it opened just like with the touch, with the ease. They went inside, and outside it was about 30 or 40 below. They went inside, and the temperature was probably 68 to 70 degrees, somewhere in that range. And then the sides of the walls were all lit. It was big high ceilings and big walls and wide. And they were lit with like a greenish glow or something like that. And they didn't know where the light came from. There was glyphs on the wall, and they walked down the hall, and there was a huge place. But you can get that and check in with that. It's Lynn Moulton Howe talking to a Navy SEAL, and then also an interview. And they used an assumed name so they would not be detected. And they had their faces covered with the blurry stuff and all of that. And their voices altered. But anyway, this massive ice cube neutrino detector apparently is part of a large program where they're using it as a much larger directed energy weapon. All right? Now, for those of you who don't know, is that you need to look at Brother Quayle's book, Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II, Empire Beneath the Ice, Brother Steve Quayle, and it's a huge, beautiful book. Call Steve at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, or go to stevequayle.com and click on the book section or how to contact him, and get you Empire Beneath the Ice. It's an incredible book. Incredible amount of information, and that is information that a lot of people don't have a clue about. It's extremely documented, extremely well documented. And while you're at it, get one of the Giants books and show that to your kids. They'll just go nuts on it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Quayle can also get you gold or get you silver. He can get you high-quality night vision, radiation detectors, a lot of kind of things you may be going to be needing here pretty quick. So when you call him or you talk to him, you tell him Old Hawk sent you, 406-586-4840. And that's a good place to get in contact with, because Brother Quayle's been bringing it for years, way ahead of the game. So far ahead of the game that people didn't even know there was a game. And, you know, I've been blessed by, in a sense, by being connected with him and with others, the MMB and different people who have protected Steve, protected me over the years. Because I had a big mouth and he had a big mouth, you see, and that's the thing. And we talked about it. We weren't afraid to talk about it, and still I'm not. And that is the key, you see. So now we're going back to where you've got this giant directed energy weapon that is more powerful than the harp, but then the harp is still there. It can still be active. Then they have up to 72, Brother Quayle found out years ago, 72 different scalar interferometers or atmospheric heaters or Tesla howitzers or whatever you want to call them. Scalar interferometer, and basically they're designed to create frequencies. And it can be very powerful with a large amount of power, but it can also, you can have, if you hit the right frequency, it will then create effects by pulsing it and doing different stuff. So all of this stuff is around the world, and they can utilize this to activate that graphene oxide, those carbon nano tubular structures, and what you might call receivers, or what I would call more like, they're like little tiny carbon nanotube desktops and receivers inside your body that they implanted with these doggone spike patches. And now they're starting to go after the frontline doctors for real. I told you about that from Dr. Lee Max stuff last night, where she was telling about how her and her husband and her office staff people contracted some weird swamp bacteria that is so rare and they've never seen or anything before, but they rightly got badly sick, and that it must have been dusted on their doorknob. And that some of the other frontline doctors that had their tires slashed had been shot at. Some of them, she said, three of them have been hit by directed energy weapons. Okay? And so now we've got to tie all this up together like the old hawk does. He goes ring around the rosy and brings it all together. You know, it's like an Adamantlect and a do-si-do, or maybe if you're down in Texas, it's a cotton eye Joe. All right? And it ain't no BS. It ain't no bullshit. This is real stuff. So now we got all of that involved. All right? And then I want to put in here on these bioweapons, you have allegedly, not even, it's a done deal, that the guy who was the head of the NIH, Fauci's alleged boss, and Fauci and then Fauci's deputy, they split a huge portion, along with a few other researchers and people and doctors, they split and carved up a $350 million jackpot. A $350 million jackpot. Well, but that still makes them pikers compared to Red China Joe, whose hunter got him $1.45 billion with a B, don't you know, so that he could then throw in the towel for the United States, and they can start to make sure that you're going to try to kill babies and that you're going to prevent the prevention of those who would want to save the child's lives. And then go after the Supreme Court justices, go after all of that, to have a summer of rage again, you see. All in like a pseudo-communist, brand-new communist, Luciferian revolution. And to fold in, to fold the cards on the most wonderful country in the world. And to drive the gasoline price, it's going to $10. If they're changing pumps to allow for it, it's going to get there. They say maybe $6 by the end of the summer. We might see $8, $9, $10 by the end of the summer. You could have a situation where the Red Chinese could attack us by then. They could go for Taiwan and they could launch an invasion here. You don't think that there's a few of these container ships that they can send a container ship over and that they control, allegedly, through Hutchison Whampoa, the Panama Canal, where at the time there was, I told you years ago, there was 120,000 port workers from Red China, from Hutchison Whampoa, that were Chinese port workers. All of the military age, of course, down in the canal zone. So back to this ice cube neutrino detector, which did far more than passively record neutrinos, according to this Eric Hecker, but acted as a giant transmitter. It could be used for deep space quantum communications with spacecraft traveling, now listen, throughout our solar system and beyond. And they're trying to slow walk all this stuff to you with the A-tip and the AP-tip and the Q-tip and the Elizondo. Remember, we talked about him when he won. I think Elizondo might be a good guy, and I think they duped him. And then he spilled some beans on them to get it out in the public a little bit. On the other hand, the whole idea, they've been lying to you since, the first crash I recall or hearing anything about was Cape Girardeau in 41, because I talked to a man who directly talked to the Methodist minister who went out there to minister and say last rites to the dead bodies of the aliens in the spacecraft that crashed down there. And that the Army out of Sikeston, Missouri, came over to Cape Girardeau, came to Cape Girardeau, and they put everything on trucks and loaded them all up, but they got this Methodist preacher out of bed at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night or whatever, and brought him out there to the site. And I talked to somebody who talked to him directly and listed the whole story. And then they have Roswell and all the different stuff, but there's many, many, many more than that. Or we could even go up to 1969 when they shut down Blue Book, you know, shut down Project Blue Book. And at the same time, I know somebody who was out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and they witnessed on the ship, they witnessed a diamond craft, a spacecraft, a diamond UFO just out. At, you know, not very far out, maybe at 500 yards, 1,000 yards, and then up in the sky, not very high. And that they lined up every gun they had on that vessel, 5-inch, you know, quad or dual 50s, sidearms, rifles, the whole nine yards, they had it pointed at that UFO. And they had a captain in them days, they had a real line Navy captain who said, boys, if that thing even breaks, you let it have it with everything you got. You keep pouring it on until we knock it out of the sky. Not a day to be scared shitless on that kind of thing. Excuse my French. Maybe I'm talking the Shiiteness, all right? But I will say this. This stuff is getting ready to come around, and it's going to be incredible. So we're going to have this aspect of it as well. And if these people are down there at Antarctica, then they're utilizing and enhancing the powers that they have down below, and then directing, I assert, that's highly possible, and allegedly possible anyway, to assert and to stroke the U.S. corporations that might be involved about how to do it the right way or the wrong way, you see. And they can cause tectonic weapons. If they've got a mind control, they can spread it out. I remember looking at the Minute, they were spreading it out, covering almost all of the United States at one time. There's where you could get a strong delusion. There's where you could turn on the graphene oxide carbon nanotube receiver. Some of them have a little like rotating like razor blades that can go through your capillaries and cause blood clots the size of a fist and kill you. Or just maybe eat out your brain, your liver, or your kidney, or whatever organ it was directed to go into from the spike jab. And go by, be sure and get your 5-year-olds their booster shots now, you know, and all that stuff. I'm going to tell you, do not take any more of this crap. And I would be really, I'm much more interested in having my chance with the Lord Jesus in heaven than I am sticking around on this kind of stuff. That doesn't mean I'm going to kill myself or anything like that, because I'm not that way. I'm going to stand and fight the suckers and make them pay. Make them pay for their Lucy Little G. Make them pay for being demons and scumbags and Luciferian crackpots, okay? I'm going to make sure that they lay dead on the ground before I go. And that will be a decision of the Lord Jesus himself, who will let me know when it's time for me to come. Because I've already seen him in the tunnel. It was not my time to go. And that's after I got hit by the directed energy weapon. That's after I, the next year, developed and went into a diabetic coma. And I never had diabetes before at all. And I was in it for 3 days, and the Lord was with me. And I could look down there and see my body on the hospital bed, and I can see in the hospital, hospitals are filled with all kind of demonic spirits and stuff, trying to take over people when they're sick and ill. You don't believe any of that? Ask somebody who, where they do the CAT scans or they do the MRIs, where it goes boom, 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 you know, the big energy stuff, and you tell them about how that, what floats around in those areas. So you got this ice cube project down there. It's not a project. It's an enhancement, I believe. The neutrino detector is an enhancement of ancient energy and technology that were already there that have been directed, perhaps, and tuned up, allegedly, tuned up by the fallen angels to assist the wonderful corporate people, you see. So anyway, we've got China now, apparently, who is directly involved with Fauci, being promoted and funded by Fauci and the NIH in creating SARS-2, okay, COVID-19, and tweaking it, all right? Because of all the trouble they've had, and it's still coming. Now the COVID's coming back. Oh, boy, got to be in New York. You're going to have to mask up. Then pretty soon you're going to be locked down. And then on the 22nd or 23rd, whatever, apparently the WHO is going to take over, you see. the WHO is going to take over all of the medical concerns and public health power in the United States and all of the countries in the world that all the countries in the world that cede their sovereignty to the World Health Organization, who was the one that told you there was nothing to this thing, and that China didn't do it, and there was nothing there, you see. And then Bill Gates of Hell said in last year that there would be terrorists who would alter, in the lab, they would alter a monkeypox. Well, then, isn't he going to be some of the people that are talking about the terrorists and that the largest bioweapons labs porting down in England, you know, and then the Army Germ Warfare Lab there in Maryland, and I think down there in Galveston Island, University of Texas does some of that kind of work. And then now you got old Cadillac who brought Plum Island to Manhattan, Kansas. In the midst of the grain belt and the wheat belt and the cattle belt, where a large portion of the food supply of the world is at, you're going to put this guy in here, and all of a sudden, bingo, now we got bird flu, avian flu, that is, they have to destroy the chicken blocks, okay? Then you have to see chicken wings dinner. If you were at the regular, he buys it, he brings it into the restaurant down there in Alabama or wherever it was, or Georgia, and he says, hey, look, this is my normal markup. Chicken wings will cost you $34. Well, he lowered the price and sold them for like $28. But he broke even or lost money on it. So this thing is wild weasel. It is Ordo Ab Kale. They're going to create the chaos. Chaos, 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 and wild venison. Casey Jones running the train on methamphetamine and moonshine with the hammer down, and he's cloned. And he's on every train, all 13 or 666 trains. They're all headed to Function Junction at the same time, full speed ahead, and I'm going to tell you, there's only one way that you're going to make sure that you get there and you stay in this game, and that's through the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. So now, we've got the monkeypox. We've got situations. We had Dr. Lee Merritt. I read her information she sent to somebody in front of the show, and she talked about how if they turn the 5G on, it might turn to Marburg, that they may turn on the Marburg, you know, in people, or call it Marburg, and that would be based on what was already inside the people who took the vaccines. And then the fact is that, you see, we've already got a huge 300% increase of cancer in the country. You got all kind of young people now dying of heart attacks and blood clots and all that kind of stuff. You have the top tennis pros in the World Tennis Tour. Remember I told you, what, back a month or two or 3 months ago about the down there in Miami where they had the Open down there, the Tennis Open, and they had like 8 to 10 people had to quit the game in the first round because they were out so badly sick and had so bad, you know, problems with heart and with lungs and stuff. And they've all taken the vaccine, you know. And now they're going to give you more vaccine. They want to give you a vaccine for the monkeypox, maybe the smallpox. They want to get you, maybe they're developing vaccines for Ebola. Ebola's popping up, too, all right? Then now you got the bird flu, all right? You throw in a swine flu and a bird flu, you got a hemorrhagic fever just like the old Spanish flu, all right? And isn't it interesting that they bring what was Plum Island, the level 4, is really almost like a level 5 lab. And now they're bringing that to the middle of the country, to Manhattan, Kansas. Right down the road from Manhattan, Kansas, is where the Big Red One came back from World War One at Junction City. The board out there, and they brought back a large portion of the Spanish flu, right? And that was the bioweapon that was released during World War One, allegedly, right? This stuff goes ring around the rosy, it comes back and back and back in time. And then now the Red Chinese, apparently there's been a leaked audio of conversation with Guangdong province generals and a bunch of people in Red China. And they're talking about a land invasion of the United States, like a D-Day, like a land invasion. And then they would come into California on the beaches. Well, do you remember years and years ago, back in 2004, 2005, I was telling you about how they had people that were coming in. They had the container ships and all that stuff. I've always told you about the X-Plan, the old Nazi X-Plan, to invade from the corners and drive through the center. I remember listening to Chuck Carter on the radio years ago, and he talked about, well, you know, they have a deal that the Red Chinese had said back then in the 90s that they would like to increase at least by one egg a week or something for their people. Give them one more egg a week. And then that would consume almost all the poultry and all that stuff. And then it would require all of the grain to feed the new chickens and all of that stuff, you see. And then back then, we also remember the Mustang Admiral. The Mustang Admiral who allegedly suicided himself because allegedly he was wearing the wrong ribbon from Vietnam War. But he was a Mustang Admiral. You can look it up. Mustang Admiral. And he allegedly committed suicide. Well, he allegedly was killed because he revealed and was squawking big time loud about how the U.S. Navy was taking their ships and bringing Red Chinese soldiers into Canada. Okay? On the east side of Canada, up in there to, well, I guess Nova Scotia and New Brunswick and all the different places up in there. And then now we've got them over, apparently, over in the Vancouver area. Remember the videotape of them running in their uniforms, doing their jog through the park in the wintertime, you know, that kind of stuff. And then I'm going to tell you, if they're going to invade, and I guess the Liberty Man down there in the Ozarks, talk with the health ranger yesterday in an interview. And then I guess he said he was getting his information for Nyquist. All right. But the fact is, been talking about it also for years on this show, telling you that the Red Chinese will come. And then I've also remembered telling you that there would be, at some point in time, a major decisive battle that would be called on the Plain of Sorrows, which would be the eastern Colorado, western Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, that whole corridor right there, Oklahoma, a little corner of Texas, that kind of stuff, the grasslands, the wheatlands, those areas up there, and there would be a battle that would go on between the Red Chinese and whatever is left of the good red-blooded American men and women and children, because I'm going to tell you what, we're going to have the kids to be able to fight. If you go and your wife goes, or you go and your husband goes, then your older kids are going to have to aim small, miss small. Aim small, miss small. Just like the Patriot there with Mel Gibson, that show. And that's where we're going to be involved and going to be here, and you've got to be ready for it. And he who would endure it to the end, the same should be saved. Let me tell you something. If you have not done so, or if you have backslid, or whatever it is, or you got 1,000 faces that you got to look at every night, and you never can get to sleep unless you drink 2 quarts of whiskey, all right? And I know a few of them out there that are like that, all right? And some never get to go to sleep. But I'm going to tell you what, if you will say, Lord Jesus, you repent of your sins to him, lay it out, and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, than you will have with him, and you're sincere, he'll start to wash you clean, and you'll have with him everlasting life with him in heaven. You go read John 14 and you see what he has to say to you. Maybe we ought to do that real quick. Maybe we ought to do it real quick. Oh, boy. I'm going to do it real quick. John 14. Here it is right here. And I'll just go and I'll read a few passages. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. And believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, if you look at the syntax of that, he's not talking about, you look at the syntax and you grab it out. He's saying, one more time, verily, verily, I say to you, he that believeth on me, he that believeth on me, on Jesus, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever, this is verse 13, John 14, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask in anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that may abide with you forever. And even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because they see them not, and neither knoweth them, but ye know him, for he dwell with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus? You go read King James Version, John 14. All right, now let me say this, ladies and gentlemen. You want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most welcome. It could be Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, a silver dollar, silver dimes, a little gold, whatever it be, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless all those who've kept me in the game over these years, the 18 years. And I can't remember to say everybody's name or anything. I can say Mr. H in California. I can say different people, all right? It's just incredible that I'm still here and that the Lord Jesus has preserved me in here, and I'm working still and trying to be as obedient to him as I can be. But, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better get ready, because this thing is going to rock and roll. The Chinese are supposedly, through this thing, going to come at the United States. They're going to utilize cyber warfare, space-based energy weapons, okay? They're going to activate all the red Chinese sneaky peeps, all the people that are working in supposedly as research scientists or in doing their graduate work at this school, that school, the other school. Even the women who are the wives of the ones in Dayton, Ohio, that are there allegedly with the with the Peking, the Beijing branch of the Beijing University, you see. And then some of them now, they work in the jewelry stores, the grocery stores, and their kids go to school in Springfield, Ohio, or this place in Ohio, or this place in Indiana, or this place in Illinois, or wherever it might be, or Pennsylvania. And then, you know, those little Fonzie small college towns, they just love to go in there and then buy up the grocery store or the malt shop or the gas station, you see, or the little pub or whatever it might be in the old college towns. And that is here, and there's all kind of hundreds of thousands of people in the United States that are going to school, and they are of the red Chinese persuasion. And they can be activated because their relatives are still back home and tied up to the electric charge machine, you know, the old telephone or something, you know. Ring, 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 you know. Ring, you know. So I'm just going to tell you, they're talking about invading this country. Well, we're going to meet them when they come. We're going to meet them when they come. You sharpen your K-bars. You load your mags. And you might need 10, 12 mags at least. And you better have some armor if you can get it, body armor. Gary Olin's Sportsman's Guide has got excellent quality body armor, even level 4s, level 3s, 3As, 2s. But they've got it, and it's inexpensive. If you've already got a plate carrier, maybe you can get some plates of a higher level. And yes, it's heavy, Hawk, and I can't walk down the road, but I'm going to tell you what, I got me a PASGAT helmet that at least turn a little bit of a round, you know, or some shrapnel, and I got me level 4 that I bought years and years ago. It came straight out. It was not worn. It was surplus, but it was not ever worn, and I got two of them. Level 4 vests, they were made in Germany, and they came out of Croatia or one of those places over there, Bosnia or something. And they are pretty good. They'll take a 30 round, you'll knock you down, but you'll get back up. You won't die from it, you know, and then you can put rounds down, fire down round, down wind, you know. And isn't it interesting that apparently Nancy Pelosi's been banned from communion in her home archdiocese of San Francisco? Don't go into their Luciferian knives out of fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights, your business, your home. Mighty men and women of valor strike blows against the Luciferians and the top dogs come back. And those fallen angels strike blows with your weapons from space. Land Eagle Rangers, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner, all right? He got something for you. Mickey LaPua, stay on the optics, Mickey. But if they come, your hand-to-hand is just darn near as good as Bruce Lee. Road and track, little L. Science, math. Science and math. And Muay Thai. And Jiu-Jitsu. And learn how to hold that .22 rifle and shoot it straight to the target every time. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prep tonight. I don't know when it's going to pop, but it's going to pop here pretty soon. China.